At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration freezing federal funding for more U.S. schools. Donna Warder reports.
The White House says it has frozen more than $1 billion in federal funding for Cornell University and about $790 million for Northwestern University, while the government investigates alleged civil rights violations. Cornell says it's received more than 75 stop work orders from the Defense Department related to research, but that it hasn't received any information about the frozen $1 billion in grants. And Northwestern says it hasn't received any notice from the federal government. The administration already has singled out Columbia University, threatening to withhold $400 million in federal funds. Donna Warder, Washington.
A new measles outbreak reported in Indiana. However, those cases do not have a link to Texas, where some 500 cases have been reported. Also, at SRNNews.com, some blistering testimony Wednesday from a former Facebook executive concerning the company's collusion with the Chinese Communist Party.
Sarah Wynne Williams told the Senate Crime and Terrorism Subcommittee she saw executives at Meta, formerly known as Facebook, quote, repeatedly undermine U.S. national security. One of her most shocking claims is that Meta decided to share user data with China, including that of American users. Also, that Meta's technology has been used by China to advance its own AI technologies, like DeepSeek. Meta describes Wynne Williams' claims as divorced from reality and riddled with false claims. Bob Agner reporting.
Trump administration having early discussions about a grand military parade in the nation's capital, possibly this summer. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the administration reaching out to the city about holding a parade, possibly on the 14th of June. This is SRN News. Should a merchant be able to deny service based on his or her faith?
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the state of Maine suing the Trump administration in hopes of stopping it from freezing federal money in the wake of a dispute over transgenderism. At issue, Title IX anti-discrimination law in Maine's practice of letting males compete in female sports. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says her department is pausing some funds for Maine's educational programs. This is SRN News. The latest leak in the Keystone oil pipeline in North Dakota continues the troubled history of that 15-year-old pipeline. Here's John Scott.
The 2,700-mile-long pipeline originates in Alberta, Canada, and carries heavy tar sands crude oil south across the Dakotas and Nebraska before splitting to carry oil both to refineries in Illinois and south to Oklahoma and Texas. There have been 23 spills along the Keystone oil pipeline, including one in Kansas that dumped 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a creek running through rural pastureland. John Scott reporting.
Unbelievable day on Wall Street. Investors welcome the president's decision to back off on most tariffs. S&P soared 9%. Dow Industrials gained nearly 3,000 points. More details at srnnews.com.